Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am so excited that you're with us once again this evening. We are live all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I know that in most places it is starting to get warm and everybody's getting that warm and fuzzy feeling. They're ready to get out. So this is a perfect time for transformation. It's time to renew our minds and our spirits. So I'm excited to bring to you tonight the one that everyone's been talking about, how to get your groove back, but not like Stella. How many of you remember the movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back? You know, that was a movie that just took the 90s by storm. The movie How Stella Got Her Groove Back was one of the most popular movies in the 90s, and today it is still popular for some. Now, I want to give credit to Terry McMillan, who's the author of the book turned movie. She embellished her writing, and it caused a frenzy with the women to reevaluate themselves and their relationships. Now, I know before we get into all the story and all about getting your groove back, we're going to talk about what is a groove and what does it mean, you know, to you to have a groove and how do you get your groove back, not like Stella. That's the exciting part. We do have an answer for that. But I also want to just talk a little bit about the special guest that I have. I have a guest that I've been knowing for years. We were going to have, originally, our special guest was going to be a surprise guest from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Deshawn Snow. But unfortunately, Deshawn is not feeling well. And I just want to say to Deshawn, if she's listening, I want to send a shout out to you. Hope you're feeling better. I love you. You're my sister. And I just want you to get back on your feet again, Deshawn. So she's going to come back and take a rain check and come back and visit us real soon. But I have another friend on the line that I'm excited about. You know, I was trying to find a replacement for my guest that could not attend today. And I thought about my friend Jennifer Humphreys. She is just a remarkable woman. She's a school teacher, which I think is very exciting. And she is a women's discipleship leader in her church. She's from Garland, Texas, and she just got the call a little bit ago, and she said, yes, I'd be excited to come on. And she also is a wife of a former Indianapolis Colts. And so I'm excited about that because, you, as you know, the Indianapolis Colts, I've talked several times about it being my favorite team. He's no longer with the Colts, but he still has, he's a Colts in his heart, and so is Jennifer. So I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about today. We have some exciting things for you. We're going to do some discussion. We're going to do the show just a little bit differently. We're going to do some topics. We're going to do some points, and then we're going to talk about them and kind of see, you know, just how we feel about getting our groove back, but not like Stella. So I'm going to try to merge Jennifer on the line here. And I think, yes, I have her on the line. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
Hi, Crystal. I'm great. How's it going?
It's great. I'm so happy that you said yes, because I'm really excited. You know, Harvest Girls International is based in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm the founder and president, CEO, Chris Meadows, and I started this talk show so that I could continue empowering women across the world. You can only do so much in your town, and so because travel can be so expensive and extensive, you know, this is such an awesome way for you to be in Texas and for me to be in Indianapolis, and we still do this show. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. I told Jennifer that we were going to just talk a little bit about how to get your groove back, but not like Stella. Everybody remembers the movie at some point or something about the movie. And here's how the story goes with Stella. The story goes that Stella went to Jamaica after being fired from her job. She was a divorced mother. She needed to revamp herself, so she took some me time. You know, women, we always do that. Sometimes we take me time, and then sometimes we don't take the me time. But Stella took the me time. And during the time in Jamaica, she entered into a relationship with a man 20 years her junior. And that was all the frenzy of the movie. And as in the movie, it seemed to be just what Stella needed, because in the end, it seems like everything worked out fine. And she needed to, felt like she needed to come alive, and she needed to self-discover herself. But during the time that the movie premiered, Jennifer, I just want to let you know, as I was researching this, Jamaica government said that the trips to Jamaica skyrocketed. And, I mean, they said they had never seen an overwhelming abundance of women coming to Jamaica after that movie. And it was also reported that the resorts were booked to the max. Flights were jam-packed. And then the men in Jamaica were sought after with a vengeance, because everybody felt if it happened to Stella and it turned out good for Stella, I'm going to get that plane, I'm going to Jamaica, I'm going to get that man, and then I'm going to get my groove back. But what I got out of the movie, Jen, was this. Women were searching for something that we didn't quite know, and at that time I was kind of in a little search mode myself. We didn't quite know what we were looking for, but we were searching for something. And what it did, it sparked in us that fire that we're saying we need something more in our life. And every woman that I talked to during the time that this movie came out, they wanted to find their groove. That's all you heard from women. You know, I got to get my groove back. But every woman seemed to want her groove back some way, somehow. And then I thought about it. I said, well, what is a groove, really? And a groove is different things to different people. But one thing a groove has in common with everyone is that we all have one. You agree with that, Jen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all have a groove. So my definition, this is just me. My definition for groove is this. Whatever makes you tap into self-discovery and brings out the inner peace in you. Groove. That's groove for me. G-R-O-O-V-E. Guaranteed. Yeah. Results over obstacles, victoriously, eternally. That's what groove is to me. And so that's what I came up with. So I just wanted to talk a little bit, Jen, you know, about the groove. Now, you were a wife of a pro football player. And, you know, we heard all these stories about how wonderful you women have it being a pro football player's wife or a pro basketball player's wife. And yet, a lot of times, it's not that way. A lot of times, people seem to put you in the shadow of your husband because your husband is so famous. But I want you to just kind of talk to the women a little bit and tell us how you kept your groove and some of the things that you did to sustain yourself as you were allowing your husband to go forward with his career. I'd just like for you to talk to the women a little bit about how you sustained your groove.
Well, Crystal, one of the things that I can honestly say, I really give credit to my parents for, excuse me, the foundation that they had given me. I was always very confident in who I was, and I had great self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I found when being an NFL wife at the time was that I didn't allow myself to be defined by my husband's career.
Mm-hmm.
And among the NFL community, the other acronym for NFL is not for long. And so you kind of get an idea that you won't be there forever.
Uh-huh.
And you understand that. And at least if you don't, you should.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just made sure that I understood what my purpose was
mm-hmm.
for being there, the impact that I had on other women, other players' wives or the girlfriends, and even some of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a strong Christian,
mm-hmm.
and I find all of my strength and all of my help comes from the Lord. And
wonderful.
So as a result, that helped me, my faith really helped me be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when the NFL was over, that my foundation wasn't shaken because I was always busy fulfilling my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I had a purpose going alongside of my husband, but also I was very active in my church. I was working in the schools. I work with teenage mothers and abstinence-based programs, helping preventing repeat pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
I had all of those things to do. So, therefore, I was very busy. Always very busy.
And very great in your own right. Because a lot of times it's the people that don't get the exposure that are out there in the battlefield doing the real strong work. And it just so happens that your husband was getting the exposure of being the Indianapolis Colts player, and yet you were out there working and pleading for the women and the young girls, you know, to be strong and to be mighty in their own right. I want you to talk a little bit about how you empowered the NFL wives. How did you empower those women? Because I know you saw a lot of things going on. So could you just give us a little bit about that?
Well, one of the things that I really tried to make sure that they saw me being very transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And when life is away from the glitz and the glamour,
mm-hmm.
life can be very difficult. I mean, when you take off, when it's not game day, when you're not at a function, when you don't have your dressy clothes on,
mm-hmm.
you're just dealing with the person and really just getting to the point where you see past
mm-hmm.
see past all the glitz and the glamour and really getting to the heart of the person and finding a place to connect.
Yeah.
Because we're just people.
Yes.
We're people like everyone else. We have problems like everyone else, which just means that we're card-carrying member of the human race.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Just to make sure that knowing that I can connect with them, being a person that they can trust, because
mm-hmm.
they have girlfriend issues. Some of them do have issues like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So just really getting to just back to basics.
Yes.
And people embrace when you are transparent and when you get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
They Absolutely. Embrace that.
So that was really your greatest testimony.
Absolutely.
You know, because sometimes we fake our groove.
Absolutely.
You know, we want everybody to think that we've got all this going on and we're doing mm-hmm. such a wonderful job and we're all this and we hide behind the makeup and the clothes and the things, the cars, the houses, and really and truly we're just miserable.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, and so that's one of the things that when we talk about our the groove, that came to me self-discovery, because what Stella really was looking for was for herself. She was looking for something inside of her. Now, ultimately, I think some things were put in perspective for her. She ended up with a man. But that's not the case that we're going. We're not going that way. We're
right.
going the way of self-discovery, finding out who you are and preparing yourself. Because I always feel like when preparation meets opportunity, it's due season. And so that's what I want to do. We want to prepare the ladies now. Jennifer, I just want you to tag along with me as
okay.
we go over some of these steps that I just kind of, this is some stuff I use for myself in my own life, and I just wanted to share it. And this is some of the stuff that is also therapists will give you and professional people who are life coaches. They'll give you some of these same steps. So I just wanted to go over some of these steps today. Now, one of the most valuable success skills that you can develop is that you got to get back up again. That's a skill. You got to be able to start over again. No matter what stage of life you're in, no matter if you're a widow or you're divorced or you're single, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to be resilient and pick yourself back up again. And then if you want to get your groove back, we've got a 7-step process to help you recommit to your goals, to your dreams, and your priorities. So, Jennifer, I'm going to start here. First of all, I want to talk about, number one, I want you to get your pen and your paper. If you're out there listening and you're thinking about getting your groove back, but not like Stella, you're in the right place. So get your pen and your paper, and I want you to write these 7 steps down, because I think they're going to help you and they're going to bless you. I pray that they do. Number one, trade your fear for faith. Trade your fear for faith. So many times we are so afraid to start over. We're afraid to pick ourselves back up. We're afraid to move out of the comfort zone. Shake off the residue of your worst time, the worst time of your life. Shake it off. Your setback is a setup for a comeback. You can make it. You can pick yourself back up again. It's about tapping into your resilience, because you do have it. You were built to last. It's just like some you buy a new car, you go, I know I'm going to need a new car in 4 years because this car is not built to last. But I tell you, you are not like your car, your television. You're not like any other object. You were made by God. You were built to be resilient, and you were built to last.
Yeah.
And so restore your joy and your happiness by learning to finally free your mind of the past so that you can fully live in the moment and the richness of your life. Jennifer, you want to tag on to that for me?
You know, I do. When you said trade your fear for faith.
Yes.
You know, when it's time, I think it also ties into when really really discerning when the winds of change are blowing in your life.
Yes.
When it's time to let something go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're so ready for the winter season of our lives to be over, and we're getting ready to go into the spring, and we're working out, and we're dusting off our sandals and getting our shorts ready and everything. We can do that in the natural, but when it comes to our lives, sometimes with tangible things, it's so much easier to do it than it is with our personal lives,
mm-hmm.
knowing when transition is here.
Yes.
And being able to take that step of faith,
mm-hmm.
to just do it, to
mm-hmm.
just step out and launch out into the deep and do it. And sometimes what I know personally, what I've had to do, I know what it's like where I've been,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I don't like that anymore.
Yes.
I know that I don't want to do that anymore. So to me, the lesser of two evils has been, let me go and start something new.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. what's ahead of me, I'm so excited about what's in store for me. I'm so excited about moving forward because I'm done with the past.
Yes.
I want to be a progressive person.
Yes.
And so many women have a hard time. They're so comfortable in it, not necessarily chaos, but they're just comfortable in the lull that they're in because it's familiar.
Yes, absolutely.
And we don't need to be familiar. We need to branch out.
Yes, absolutely. So trading your fear for faith is crucial. Your
absolutely.
Fear for faith. And then let me say this. If you are going through the worst time of your life now, because we talked about past, because some people are going through the worst time of their life now, I say to you, tap into your reserve place that gets you through. Because, yes, we all have one. We all have a reserved place. God has given us this secret place we can go in. It's called prayer. Some of the things that can get you through: prayer, fasting, affirmations, determination, dedication with no reservations. You cannot use shopping or starting a new relationship to get through. This is all about you. This is not about doing a shopping spree to help soothe and going on a drinking binge or finding a new relationship. This is about tapping into you and changing you on the inside. You have to find that place in yourself.
Absolutely.
That will help you get through the worst time. And for me, that place is in God. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to give that. Number two, Jennifer, confidence. Confidence is key. I want the ladies to kick it up and spice it up. Confidence is not faking it till you make it. Confidence is not walking around acting like you got it all together. That is definitely not confidence. Confidence is reviving your personal image. That's the confidence that you need in getting your groove back, but not like Stella. You have to revive your personal image, finding out who you are, tapping into who you are on the inside. Find that personal image and then spice it up and come forth with confidence. You were created unique. There's nobody else in the world like you. Stop comparing yourself to other women.
Absolutely.
They're not. You're one of a kind.
Right.
So step on in, Jennifer. Help me with that.
Well, I mean, confidence is not a facade.
Absolutely.
You know, confidence, it's who you are. It's
mm-hmm.
the way that your lips are formed. It's the
yes.
color of your skin. It's the texture
yes.
of your hair. It's just who you are and being comfortable in your own skin.
Absolutely.
It is, you know, we say this phrase, it is what it is.
Yes.
You
yes.
are who
yes.
you are. And it doesn't, And I do want to just, I want to reach back and grab something that you said. It's not defined in clothes or money. And ladies, we don't have to go out and buy new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Just, or we don't have to have a name attached to the clothing that we wear to define who
yes.
we are. That does, none of that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to a place that you're comfortable with who you are, if you have on Keds or Prada shoes, it should not matter
Absolutely.
At all. And the confidence, because it's based upon who you have realized that you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a culminating event that no one else can do for you. It's a bathroom issue. You've
yes.
got to do that part for yourself.
Yes.
You can't sit around and wait for someone else to do that for you. You really need to make sure that you get into that quiet place, spend time with yourself to find out who you are, and being so okay with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's
another thing. We don't, you know, I hear a lot of women say, I get tired of being by myself. I get tired of being by myself. And they go and run and they snatch up relationships just because they don't want to be alone. Learn to be alone and like who you are first, because you cannot love anyone else outside of loving yourself. You can't give them the kind of love that they need, whether it be a man or whether it be your mother or your sister or your children. You have to learn to tap into that love on the inside. I want to say, too, you need to know the difference between a rut and a groove.
Oh.
You need to know the difference between a rut and a groove. Come out of the rut and put on a new glow. Learn how to maximize and emphasize everything that's beautiful about you inside and out. Do not compare yourself to others. Work what you have and learn to love it. Work what you have and learn to love it. You have to learn to love every inch of you outside and inside. And once you tap into that love on the inside, man, does it come spewing out. And that's the thing. The rut and a groove can be confusing sometimes, because some people really think that they've got it going on because they're doing something. It's not just about doing something. The groove, as we said earlier, that was the place that you find inner peace.
That's right.
Unless you're doing what you're doing with the peace of God in your life, you're in a rut. You're in a rut. You need peace about your life and peace about the things you do. We're going to kick it on up a little faster here because our time is really flying away. We want to trade our crying for courage. It's your time to shine. It's about freedom to be one of the happiest women in the world. You were born to shine. Discover the courage to be who you are, really, and shine your light on the world without apology. Don't apologize for being courageous. Jennifer,
yes.
you want to touch that real quick?
Yes, I do. I just give a brief testimony. When I stayed at home with two of my children, I hadn't had the third one yet, for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wandered around for a while, and I thought, is there something else to being Leonard's wife and Isaiah and Jessica's mom?
Mm-hmm.
And once you get past that point, I had to take courage in going back into the workforce,
mm-hmm.
reestablishing my career,
mm-hmm.
allowing someone else to take care of my children while I was at work, because
mm-hmm.
I had a very hard
mm-hmm.
time getting pregnant before I had my first child, and I just thought, no one else in the world can take care of my kids like I can. Not my
mm-hmm.
mother, not my grandparents, nobody. So that was a very, very scary thing for me. And, Crystal,
mm-hmm.
you remember, you were with me during those
yes.
those times. But
mm-hmm.
it was just very difficult. But it's amazing. It took courage for me to step out on faith. It took courage for me to go out and say, yes, I know that I have fallen off the face of the earth for about 4 or 5 years. I'd like to have a job again.
Mm-hmm.
But the courage that it took and the benefits for taking
mm-hmm.
the step far outweighed the crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to completely, I literally had to make a trade. I had to stop crying. I had to gird myself
mm-hmm.
and go out and go after that which I wanted.
Mm-hmm. And become courageous. Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I have to say amen to that one. And then we want to talk quickly. We're just going to give them out now because we're down to about 5 minutes left. Trade your trials for triumph. Trade your trials for triumph. You are more than a conqueror because of your DNA. You come from the best stock there is. You come from God. You may have heard the term, God don't make no junk. Well, I want to tell you, sister, that is true. Every trial, setback, disappointment, and adversity in your life is for you to triumph over it and then go back and help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
When you win is when you don't give up.
That's right.
So we want to trade your trials for triumph. And then next, trade your pain for passion. The best thing, the best thing you could do is take that thing that has hurt you the most and dig a little deeper, because you may just find your passion buried deep down inside of it. Is that right, Jennifer?
Oh, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
That is just so true. And I think about childhood hurts that I've had, and nothing major, didn't experience any abuse. And a lot of times we just coin
mm-hmm.
abuse and categorize everything under there. But what about those character flaws that we may have had as children, or what about those misunderstandings and just feelings of inadequacy that we've had to battle?
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for going through several things in my life, because
mm-hmm.
I am so sensitive to teenagers. I work
mm-hmm.
with teenage girls. I have been working with them for about 15 years now, and I have such a passion for the underdog. I mean, I have such a passion for girls that are hurting, for girls that are misunderstood, for girls that are struggling, because I remember when I could identify on so many different occasions with the things that they're going through. And God has used that as a tremendous blessing in their lives, and I'm blessed because I can look back and notice and pay attention to the fact and take note that every pain that I felt was always for a purpose.
Yes. And it's not until we become sometime, as they say, toe up from the floor,
mm-hmm.
that self-discovery becomes rewarding. And it's when we decide that we do not want to hurt anymore, or we don't want to hurt anyone else, and we want to do something rewarding for ourselves, that we
mm-hmm.
begin to help others, and then
yeah.
we find our passion. And we must have a passion for finding our destiny. We have
yeah.
2 minutes left, Jen. I just want to go through, trade your wrongs for right. If you have ought against someone, go back and tell that person that you are sorry. Remove the pride from your life. A clear conscience is a great stress reliever, and it frees you to move forward. It frees you to move into the next level. Trade your wrongs for right. And lastly, trade your limitless possibilities for possibilities endless. Trade your limitless possibilities for possibilities endless. I tell you, because of your finances, your social status, whether you're married, single, divorced, lost your job is not satisfying, don't let anything hold you back from daring to dream and making those dreams a reality. Don't let people tell you you can't. God says you can. Life says you can.
Amen.
Your groove is where you fit in. You can walk in the room and change the atmosphere. What do you think, Jen? We're at the end of the show. I'm so excited that you were on, and we had so much to cover, and you just had so much input. I'm so excited that you said yes, because I think you have really been a blessing to us. Just I'll give you about 20 seconds just to say something to us as we fade out.
Well, I'm so glad, Crystal, that you had me, invited me on the show today. And I just want to encourage women to take time out to find who you really are and validate yourself. You don't ever have to wait for anyone else to validate you. God has already validated you. And just get into the place where you are comfortable in your own skin. I just think that women need to spend time loving on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that enough.
That's absolutely. Well, Jen, thank you so much. Jennifer Humphreys of Garland, Texas, we thank you for being on the line with us. I just want to leave the ladies with the website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Remember, change comes by choice, not by chance. And as always, transformation begins with you. On behalf of Harvest Girls International, I say to you, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Bye-bye now.